This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to talk Brexit a little bit later on in the program, but we're going to go to the Netherlands first, where general elections tomorrow are the most proximate threat to the European Union. Geert Wilders leads the far-right anti-Islam, anti-immigration, and anti-EU party for freedom. So from the lakeside town Volendam, which is a Wilders stronghold, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story.
For almost 100 years, the de Boer family has run this little business in Volendam.
And smile, here he comes. One, two. I take two more photos. One, two.
Cornelius de Boer takes photos of tourists after dressing them up in traditional Dutch costume, wooden clogs and high-pointed bonnets, and seating them next to a homely Dutch hearth.
I'm selling an image of the Netherlands, how it used to be. And they still love it. Yeah, they always love it.
With its old fishing boats in the harbour, Volendam is awash with tradition. No surprise, then, that it's also a bastion of support for the hard-right nationalist politician Geert Wilders, although Cornelius doesn't share the local enthusiasm for him.
Too crude. And I think he's a small dictator.
But there's a lot of people here that would disagree with you on that.
Oh, yes, I have a lot of friends who love him.
The man who runs this small pickled herring factory in Volendam is one of Wilders' more ardent supporters.
My name is Sterk, first name Theo. I'm 58. I'm the manager of this company.
Sterk says he strongly supports Wilders' anti-immigration policy and especially his call for no more immigrants from Muslim countries.
They have to integrate, not start a community within a community.
You feel that many of them do not integrate.
They don't want to integrate, especially the Moroccans. They are a problem. They are a burden.
Dutch Moroccans comprise only 2.3% of the population, but in percentage terms, they do record higher levels of crime, unemployment and welfare dependency. Sterk claims that Wilders is the only leading politician here prepared to talk about this.
He is the only one, and he addresses the problems we have.
To his many critics, however, Geert Wilders is a racist and a rabble-rouser. Last December, he was convicted of inciting discrimination at this political rally.
Meer of minder Marokkanen?
Do you want more or fewer Moroccans? He asked the crowd. Fewer, fewer, his supporters chanted. We will arrange it, said Wilders. Many pundits have united to deride his political program. It covers just one sheet of paper and includes closing all the mosques, banning the Quran, withdrawing from the European Union, cutting income tax and spending more on defence, all at no extra cost to the public purse.
It's completely ludicrous, as most economists would agree.
That's Professor Sweda van Weinbergen of Amsterdam University, and here's Bas Jacobs of Erasmus University in Rotterdam.
This is not to be taken seriously at all, period.
But we should take Wilders himself seriously. He probably wouldn't be able to form a government after this week's election. He'd need a coalition, and almost all the other parties will have nothing to do with him. But Jan Paternotte, a candidate for the D66 party, says a big surge of support for Wilders could further boost the anti-immigrant, anti-EU national front leader in next month's French election.
That will send a message to the French that also the Netherlands has really given populism an even stronger voice. And that might, of course, help Marine Le Pen.
The weekend's violent clash between Dutch police and Turkish protesters in Rotterdam has helped Wilders and could even help Marine Le Pen. It stirred a potent brew of anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-EU feeling. No sign yet that the populist tide that could threaten European prosperity is turning. In Rotterdam, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.